It's Veterans Health Week, and social connection is the key focus this year. Victor Harbour's RSL sub-branch is hosting a dinner on Saturday night with the Army Band performing. It follows the weekend's Walk for PTSD, in which veterans, first responders and service dogs walked with the community to raise awareness for post-traumatic stress disorder. Wellbeing advocate and RSL member Lynn Perea was there. She joins me now for a chat. Hi, Lynn.
Good morning, Jenny.
How did you go on Saturday? How was the walk?
Well, it was very wet, as most people who were turned up would have seen that. We all had our coats, as did the dogs. It was quite cold. But, look, certainly we had a great turnout. It was an inaugural year last year, and we did well there. I think we raised around about $3,000, which was great for our first effort. This year we did a couple of different things. We had online registration. We had some great sponsors that helped us this year, one of them being Wet and Wild, which is an animal store down here. And so we had doggy bags this year, which was fantastic. So as people came up and joined us, whether they'd registered online for a cost of $5, there were others that turned up on the day, and I thanked them due to the weather. And yes, they came along, paid their $5. A lot of people donated more than that. And for that, of course, they got like one of these little wristbands that we had made up, and also had a doggy bag. So everyone had something. It was great.
So still in the process of raising funds, but you reckon it's getting up there at least a few hundred dollars at this point?
Oh, I think probably there's more than that. I know certainly a couple of a lady I recall with her red beanie came along. I took some photos for her and some of her friends who didn't turn up, but handed over something like $100 anyway.
Oh,
they had decided to offer that money. Someone turned up with a check that had come through. Sometimes we don't even know where it comes from. People will just say, look, our friends couldn't turn up on the day, but here's the money. So I would say there's quite a bit more than that, definitely.
Oh, that's wonderful to hear. And PTSD is a really big issue in the community, isn't it, particularly for veterans and first responders?
Well, it definitely is, you know, and something that brought it home actually on Saturday morning, I must say, a very brave, courageous lady who spoke about her son who had committed suicide last year and was just so passionate, obviously, as you would expect, about her son, of course, as we all care about our veterans that do, and first responders, of course, that do such a brilliant, fantastic job. And then somehow they seem to be forgotten when they come out. And I think, as this wonderful lady was saying, you know, we can't forget about PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder, for our veterans and first responders, not just once a year during our Mental Health Week. Of course, we're always there. We have our advocacy, as I am, to help with our veterans. But the government needs to step up. Our politicians need to step up and make sure there's enough resources there for us to help them.
It's an ongoing thing. It's not something you can easily just get rid of.
And it's not something, I think, sometimes, of course, we've had the horrible wars, conflicts we've had with Vietnam, and we have a huge Vietnam veteran groups down here. And as an advocate, I can tell you, it just doesn't stop. You know, everyone's been sorted out and dealt with last year. It is ongoing because PTSD can raise its ugly head, you know, years and years and years after any events. It could be something, you know, a life issue comes up and then the past comes up. I think I might have mentioned you before, you know, one veteran said it to me, it's like a locked box where you put all those memories in. And as life, as you go on, the nails keep popping out. And then these horrible memories come up. And of course, having to relive them is just so hard for the veteran, for their family. And they need somewhere to go. We need to make it easy for veterans to find help.
What sort of support is there out there? What do you recommend if someone is experiencing PTSD?
Well, quite often it is the family that recognises the symptoms. Not always, but quite often. I would always encourage the veteran to go to their local GP. You need to find out if there's underlying physical health issues. Call DVA, you know, give DVA a call, and I have those numbers or people can find them on the web. There is an open arms counselling service that comes through from the DVA. They offer telephone counselling. You can ring them up. You can have a chat to them. They will set up a face-to-face appointment for you and for your family. They do all that. And one of the great places where I work is Plimpton Veterans Centre. And they're all veterans there. We're all volunteers. And we're open 3 days a week, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, 10 till 3 p.m. And quite often, that's where I've had clients referred to me. They give a course, I do not know what to do. I cannot deal with DVA anymore. I am just blah, 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 blah. And come and see us. And we will start the process and find you medical help. We can find help around the home. And we can do our absolute best to find out what is it that you need, and we will find a way to get there.
Mm. And it sounds like we could probably do with a few more support dogs as well, those wonderful dogs that help people with all sorts of things and disorders, and particularly something like this, which can really calm a person down, can't it?
Well, with the dogs, exactly. That's why we decided to fundraise for them. We have seen firsthand how these dogs help veterans. It might be the veterans, once they get their companion dog, can actually, you know, not be so isolated. The dog actually is a comfort to them. It can be a barrier for them between people, but it allows them to get out a little bit more. Just the anxiety that the dog is trained to recognize in a veteran, just by being there, the dog will sense it, will turn around, put their paw or their head on the lap. And we all know with dogs, just the act of just smoothing them, touching them, you know, just settles you down a little bit. So it is one extra part for the veterans if they want and need a canine dog, as we call them. That's well worth fundraising for. And along with, you know, whether it be medication or going to see a psychiatrist, psychologist, whatever it is, the dog is also there and is a huge important part for many, many veterans. And we're delighted to raise money for it. It's around about $25,000, I think, Jenny, to train the dogs.
Yeah.
And that's a lot of money. Mm. So it's important that we all do our bit. And I thank the community. I really, really do. But every dollar, everything that comes there, everything goes to the canine program.
Oh, lovely. Lynn Pereira's with me. She's wellbeing advocate and RSL member in Victor Harbour. So usually last year there was the walk, the PTSD walk, and then the dinner. Now the dinner's happening this Saturday night. I hear that there's maybe just a handful of tickets left if people want to head along.
That's correct, yes. As I spoke to someone on Saturday, and there are only 8 tickets left. So you'd have to be very quick to give the RSL a call, have a look online for that, and get your ticket. The Army Band will be there. I think that there is a second band. And it'll just be a great night. It always is. And if you haven't visited our new RSL club rooms, this Saturday could be a chance to come along and see what we've done there.
Do you happen to have the number as well if people were listening and were interested in finding out a bit more about the support that's out there, Lynn?
Okay, so for Open Arms, the counselling, it is 1800 011 046. That's for counselling, telephone counselling, and they will also do face-to-face. The Plimpton Veterans Centre is 8371 4008, and they can give us a call on that any time. We'll get back to them, but they're open there Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And those are two great places to start, Jenny.
Oh, wonderful. It was so lovely to catch up with you, Lynn, and thanks so much for your advocacy work, and all the best for Saturday night.
I appreciate it, Jenny. Thank you very much.